With a look at WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess. It was girls' high school basketball on the radio last night, featuring Riverdale and Iowa Grant, and Phil Nee was there.
The Riverdale girls' basketball team won against Iowa Grant 63-30 on Friday night. With the win, the Chieftains are now 6-3 overall and 2-3 in the SWAL. Iowa Grant fell to 1-7 overall and 1-4 in the league with the loss. After starting out with a 7-0 lead, Riverdale raced to a 32-9 advantage at halftime. Macy McKay scored 9 of her 11 points in the first stanza, and Zuri Dennis had 8 of her 13 in the first 18 minutes. Kennedy Cooey led 4 players in double figures with 5 three-pointers for 15 points, and Lily Barr added 10. Bailey Harris came close to being Riverdale's 5th player scoring in doubles when she finished with 9. Caitlin Meese added 4 points, and Haley Schneider scored 1. The Chieftains also shot well from the line as they went 12-for-16. Iowa Grant was led by Adrian Biddick with 12 points, and Bryn Pettit added 7. The Panthers were 2-for-10 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 47-29 over Iowa Grant. The Chieftain girls will next play on January 2nd at home against Lafarge Youth Initiative. Iowa Grant will play at Benton on January 6th for its next contest. Once again, the varsity final on Friday night in the last basketball game at Riverdale Schools until after the holiday break. Riverdale 63, Iowa Grant 30. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other girls' finals from last evening, it was Kickapoo over Ithaca 62-24, Cuba City down Boscobel 83-26, Darlington a 51-36 win over Fenimore. Prairie du Chien 68, Westby 28, Wazika Steuben a big win over Seneca 55-13, Bangor handing it to Hillsboro 71-28. Albany Monticello got the win against Highland 64-37, Cashton 43, Brookwood 30. DeSoto picked up the win against Lafarge Youth Initiative 70-13, Mineral Point 86, Southwestern 44. Argyle Pecatonica a 97-33 win over Benton, Barneveld over Schulzberg 47-34, and La Crosse Logan 31, Toma 29. Boys high school basketball, it was a makeup game postponed from Thursday. River Valley over Wisconsin Heights, 76-63. Congratulations to Michael Esser of Highland. He scored his career 1,000th point in a 74-43 win over Schulzberg. It was Luther defeating Prairie du Chien 72-45. North Crawford got by Weston 81-33. Hillsboro 48, Bangor 43. Royal with a win over Pittsville 73-35. The Dells over Mauston 68-55. McFarland 85. Baraboo 71. And Sparta defeated Gale Electric Trempealeau 68-57. Area grapplers are in town today for the Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament. With a preview, here's WRCO-FM's Bill Twining.
Today marks the 61st installment of the Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament, which will be held beginning at 9 o'clock this morning at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The event began in 1962 when Hall of Fame coach Norris Hattelstad was at the helm and has seen just 2 cancellations over the years. Once because of inclement weather, and once 4 years ago when COVID shut things down for most of the season. The Iowa Grant Highland Wrestling Co-op under coach Ryan Allen is the 2-time defending team champion at the Richland Center Invitational, winning last year's event on the strength of 7 wrestlers who won individual titles. Gale Electric Trempealeau Melrose Mindoro edged Riverdale for 2nd place a year ago, while Reedsburg placed 4th, and the Ithaca Weston Co-op, 5th. Those teams all return and will be joined in the 17-team field by host Richland Center and coach Silas Coleman, by River Valley, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Hillsboro, Cashton, Baraboo, Belmont Platteville, Westby, River Ridge, Homa, Cochrane Fountain City, and the Holman Varsity Reserves. There are a total of 10 individuals returning, including 5 from Iowa Grant Highland, who won tournament titles a year ago at the Richland Invitational. Leading the way is senior trainer Curtin of Reedsburg, who has never lost in the tournament and has a chance to join the select group of four-time champions at the Richland Center Invitational. Hunter Stevens and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland each won second titles at this tournament last December, while teammates Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, and Bodie Brockhoff also claimed championships. Other returning champs in the field today are Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Jaden Geyer of Westby, Cade Parrish of Reedsburg, and Colton Koss of GET Melrose Mindoro. Joining these 10 defending champions are former champion Ethan Haney of Richland Center, who finished second last year, and two-time former champion Brody Meese of Riverdale, who placed third a year ago. Other returning runners-up include Mac Neef of Ithaca Weston and two-time finalist Noah Radke of River Valley. Other returning wrestlers who won third-place matches include Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, a pair from Ithaca Weston, Ethan Stoll and Nolan Waldner, and two more from Riverdale, Terry Sage and Lakota Brewer. As a special feature at today's Richland Invitational, prior to the finals will be the induction ceremony for the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Honored today will be longtime Richland Middle School wrestling coach Andy Spees. Three-time state qualifier Justin Lambrees, who placed fourth at state as a junior in 1995. Fourth-place medalist in the 1992 state tournament and longtime wrestling coach and contributor Buck Fish. And Todd Gunderson, who placed sixth in the 1985 state meet. Todd is the son of Rich Gunderson and brother of Coach Darren Gunderson, both of whom were previously inducted into the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Wrestling today at the Richland Invitational begins around the 9 o'clock hour at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. WRCO Sports will have reports throughout the day. For WRCO and David Wormund, I'm Bill Twining.